happened in March of 2003, and in Kuwait, an American soldier named Hassan Akbar killed one and I think injured 15 people. In his case, it was very clear that he was angry with the U.S. government and saw the Allied forces invading Muslim people, and he was against that. He was convicted and he's now in jail.
We shouldn't be surprised by this then at all.
Well, we don't exactly know what's going on here, so one has to be careful. But assuming this soldier Hassan was also angry at the war, it's not terribly surprising. There are tensions. Unfortunately, I think there's a pattern. When there are Muslims who engage in violent acts, or perhaps terrorist acts, to interpret this in terms of something other than jihad. And I think that's a mistake. In general, the motive is jihad, is anger at non-Muslims, being violent against non-Muslims.
If it is the case, the American government's got a pretty serious problem on its hands.
Well, all Western governments have the same problem of Muslims who are angry at the Western countries that they live in and feel an allegiance to a country like Iraq or Afghanistan. This is a pattern that in Europe is less common in the military, but in Europe one sees more are individuals who are not in the military who go off to Iraq or Afghanistan and kill soldiers from their own countries. This is particularly the case in Britain and Belgium, Netherlands. There's plenty of cases of that. So they take different forms, but the key factor here is anger.
If we look purely at the moment at the cases of people who are within the military who feel this anger, what do you think governments need to be doing to try and prevent it from happening again and again?
Well, I make the point, and I make it unhappily, and I know that my listeners hear it unhappily, but I think it's a reality of our present circumstances that there needs to be special scrutiny for Muslims, because it is from the Muslim population that the Islamist anger, the jihadi motives uniquely derive. You don't have Lutherans, you don't have Catholics, you don't have Jews, you don't have Hindus who engage in jihad, who engage in this kind of violence, and therefore I think it requires special scrutiny of soldiers, of police officers, of diplomats, of school teachers and so forth.
Are you saying that we shouldn't have Muslim soldiers in the army?
No, I'm saying it requires special scrutiny. I think it is necessary for our own protection. And each one of these cases, and there have been many, many cases by now, confirms that need for special scrutiny. And yet our institutions, our laws, our customs, our attitudes don't allow it.